Royalists in Thailand's anti-government protest movement have long accused former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat of undermining the king, the country's most revered figure. Protest leader Suthep Teaksuban argues Thaksin wants to use his sister, the current prime minister, to remake the country as a republic, with himself as president. Such allegations are routinely aired by protesters like Duongjai Amatayagun.
Yes, I agree with Suthep. And so are most of the Bangkokians. The reason that more Bangkokians come out or more people come out from all over the country was because of this. You know, he was trying to bring down the monarch.
Defaming Thailand's King Bhumibol Adulyadet can carry a prison sentence of up to 15 years under the punitive Lay's Majesty laws. The revered king remains widely popular and has long been seen as above Thailand's political disputes. That popularity, says Nopadon Pachama, one of Thaksin's lawyers and a ruling party lawmaker, is why politicians like Suthep imply defamation offenses for political purposes.
He would like to draw the crowd to his rally because Thai people love the king. Anyone who is against the king would be discredited or would be demonized as an enemy of Thailand, which Dr. Thaksin, he loves his king.
While the king has not intervened in the country's current deadlock, he did endorse the military coup that unseated Thaksin in 2006. Since then, anti-Thaksin rallies have been defined by protesters' yellow shirts and other royal imagery. But in the current standoff, protesters are wearing less yellow and seem to be avoiding large displays of the monarchy, notes academic and legal expert at Harvard Law School, Wirapat Pariyawong.
I think, and I would predict, that the monarchy itself sends some form of signals to these protest leaders that I don't want to be used as your symbols anymore. If you want to fight, you can fight, but don't use the picture of the king. But I can't say that because I don't have a fact to back it up. And if I have the fact to back it up, I would say it if there's no Lay's Majesty law.
The frail 86-year-old king has made no direct public comments on the recent unrest, except on his birthday when he urged unity among Thai people. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Bangkok.